One of the principles of Mahayana great vehicle path is that enlightenment is obtained through the blessings of the guru. In other words, it's necessary to have a teacher, a guru. It's necessary to have the teachings, and it's also necessary to have a guide who knows you and can see how you need to be guided because everybody's different according to their particular situation and their spiritual needs in terms of the path. So the question then becomes, how do you get a guru? In order to find a guru, you need to have the karma. The karmic cause. Now, there's a famous story with the great Saint Milarepa who looked for and found his guru, Marpa. But Marpa was very harsh on Milarepa, and there's many stories about how Milarepa had to build stone towers and then tear them down again and build them again. And after a while, he just felt like he couldn't do it. And so he decided he would go find another guru. And he actually left Marpa and went to another village and found another lama. But the other lama basically said, I don't have the karma with you. You have to go back to Marpa, and he's your guru. And so Milarepa did. Of course, eventually Milarepa went on to become the famous saint that we know about today. The point being that you need to have the karma with the guru who's going to be your guide. And so, how do you create that karma? So there's different ways, but one of the ways is to plant the seed through a karmic connection. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you a story about when I first started practicing Dharma many years ago. The great Rinpoche, Daishonin Rinpoche, came to our center for a weekend and gave teachings and empowerments. And when it came time for him and his brother, who was traveling with him, to return to Seattle, my teacher asked me if I would drive them back to Seattle. And so I did. When we got to Seattle, it was at night, and so I ended up actually staying at Rinpoche's house overnight, and there was a translator traveling with us for the trip. He was the translator who had come up here to our center to translate the weekend. So when we got to Rinpoche's house, the translator came into the house to say goodbye, basically, and Daishonin Rinpoche took a basket of wrapped candies and offered me one. Now, in those days, I was very strict with my diet. I didn't eat any sugar at all. And so I declined the candy that was offered to me. And Rinpoche then offered it again. He insisted, basically. And I declined again. And the translator, who was probably scandalized that I was turning down the offering, said to me, "He wants you to take the candy because he wants to create a karmic connection with you." And I felt very silly, but I took the candy and the karmic connection was established. Now, not that long after that, Daishonin Rinpoche passed away. And sometime later, he was reborn in Seattle, but what he was taken to Nepal as a very young child. He was, I think, 3 or 4 years old. And then he was trained in the monastery, and eventually he went to Sakya College to study. Now, I went to Nepal for the Sakya Monlam, and the reincarnated Desheng Rinpoche, who was the Desheng Tulku, was at the Monlam, and I ended up meeting him. I ended up being taken to his room and being introduced to him. And I recounted the story of his previous incarnation offering me a candy and just as a kind of a funny story. And Desheng Tulku listened to the story, and when I finished the story, he was sitting on his bed. We were in his room. He reached over, and next to his bed on a night table was a basket full of candies, and he grabbed the basket and he offered me another candy. And we there were some people in the room with us, and everybody kind of chuckled at the irony of the whole thing, you know. So I learned very early that the karmic connection can be a very simple thing. It can be just a piece of candy. Now, fast forward to today, sometimes I see when people come to our Dharma Center and they're offered a piece of fruit or a piece of candy or some sort of food offering, that sometimes people say, "No, thank you," and they turn it down. And they are like me when I didn't know the meaning of it. It wasn't just to be hospitable and offer people something to eat, you know, a mandarin orange or something. It's to create that karmic connection. So I like for people to know that even if you don't eat mandarin oranges or pieces of candy or whatever is being offered, if a teacher or you know, a lama or somebody like that offers you something like that, to see it for what it is, which is it's bigger than a piece of candy, it's creating a karmic connection. Now, these are the seeds that ripen later on in the situation where you're going to need it, when you need a guru to do your practice. So that's a little story about the importance of receiving an offering when it's offered to you.